EMB follow the delegate committee.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
My question is, why are we shipping it?
The debate is closed. It's either you for it or you're against it or you're saying. Okay? All right. Four B would become item 7. All those in favor of that, please show your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13-4. All those opposed. 1, 2, 2 opposed. Abstentions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 abstentions. Okay, the motion passes. So the item is the agenda is as this. Item 4 is review and approval of agenda. Item 4A is item 9 now. Item 4B is item 7. And then we go on to the committee report.
A quick agenda amendment. Because we have several members of the community advisory board here, I would like to give them the opportunity to give a brief 5-minute report about the community advisory board right now before the delegate meeting, so that they don't have to wait for another 2 hours to give their report. In deference to the fact that they've come tonight, that they've been putting the cast together, we should be willing to give them 5 minutes now instead of having them
wait. Second on the floor is second. Any objection? None being seen. That will become the next item. Who is the chair of the cast?
We got to approve the agenda.
Yes. Oh, yes, we have to approve the agenda. We will move that on to the next item. That will become. y'all killing me here.
4A, 4B, and 4C.
That will become 4. That will become 4AA. 4AA. Okay. Can we now move to approve the agenda?
I have two more.
You have two more?
Yeah, one is some of the functions are important. We always have a report from the manager, and I recognize our interim manager is not here, but it should be on the agenda even though we don't have the report from him. So that should be added to the agenda.
And you know what? I'd like to bring it up at the next meeting, but not this meeting, because he's already been here.
No, the interim general manager, Jim Lackery.
Oh, Jim Lackery.
No, not the new manager. No,
all right. Of course
not.
It should always be an item on the agenda.
Where are you proposing to go? Where are you proposing to go?
Somewhere before we come to committee report.
Give me a place, not somewhere.
After
4D.
A, B. Somewhere after those A, B, double A.
You're killing me with this. You're going to make a motion. Know what your motion is.
The motion is to add to the agenda an IGN report.
Where?
Before A, B, and double A.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The point is moved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I want to rule that out of order. We have a lot of business to do.
The second one is that we should have a report on the ongoing LSB election count. It followed up to a previous meeting when I made a very brief report on the LSB election.
You know what? Maybe
5 minutes.
I'm going to overrule that too. No, we're not going to have those additions on the. I don't think we're going to cover what we have already.
Over my protest, I understand.
Okay, thank you.
I would like to add a 2 minutes before we give the committee report a motion to open up the committee to recruiting non-LSB members, because we have a problem with
populating
some of the committees.
You
what's the motion again, please? to not close the members of the committee and include more community members. Most of the committee do not have very many community members.
You want to put that on the...
As part of the committee report, at the tail.
A motion has been seconded. A motion has been made and it is seconded. The motion is
to not reopen the meeting of the members in order to hold the lower community.
Okay, reopen committee membership in order to. I'm gonna have to rule that one. I'm gonna have to decline that one too. We're not gonna add anything on to this agenda now. We have too much to go over. All right, now we are voting on the event. We are voting on the agenda as it is. Order, please. We are voting on the agenda as it is. All those in favor of the agenda? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Please raise your hand up high.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Right here. People, pay attention.
Hold on. This is what we're doing. Let me explain it to you so everybody understands. We are approving the minutes, and the only changes that we're having here is item double A is going to, after item 4, we're going to have item double A, which was? What was double A? Cab report. Then item 4A is item 9. Item 4B is item 7. Then we go to the rest of the agenda as stated. Those are the only changes that we're voting on. No, we're not. I ruled that out of order. We're not adding anything else to the agenda. Okay, so that is the agenda as it states. All those in favor of the agenda as amended, please show your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All those opposed to the agenda as amended? Abstentions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions. The agenda has been approved. Now we're going to item double A, 4 double A. Please.
The community advisory board had a second meeting on Thursday last week at the station. There were approximately 20 people who attended.
Wow.
And we had very good. Initial discussion. We had a kind of a go around where people introduced themselves. I think that the basic feeling of the meeting was quite excellent. A little bit of the nonsense that tends to come into KPSK meetings came in, but we capped it. And I'm hoping to keep it capped. I don't want that disease spreading into the community sector of this. So we outlined some basic agenda things. We began to set up a process for communication, which I'm working with Ken to get up and running. This week, I've already started some of that because several people have emailed me and I've been talking with and getting some responses to questions mostly. I'm beginning to do some outreach. Our next meeting for the 4th Thursday of this month, the 31st. I'm hoping that we can kind of, again, just roughly outline what it is we want to do with it. Also, I'm hoping that we'll have several, a series of these meetings, and if each one of them goes as well as the last one, I'm very confident that we'll have a viable community advisory board process. I just really do want to thank. I want to thank everybody here for being supportive. I've gotten very supportive feedback from everybody here, and I thank you for that. I particularly want to thank Grace, Ken, and Chris on the work that they did to pull the initial group together. It was really good work and got us off to a good start. So thank you very much. I think that we're beginning. I'm hoping to not overwork this process. That is, I'd like to see us go through the summer, 3 or 4 months with monthly meetings. Thereafter, I hope that the CAB meetings will be every 6 to 8 weeks, and that we'll have focus groups or something similar to that organized, and people can meet in their focus groups so that we can begin to organize student groups, community groups, housing groups, labor unions, elderly organizations, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't want to play with this. I mean, a lot of people seem to think that the primary thing that the CAB should do is write reports. It should do that. But as I see it, the CAB should be a live entity that brings this station closer to community people and vice versa. And that means an open door that people can walk through and that reflects the values that we all say. I mean, whatever ideology or ideas we come here with, all of our beliefs speak to improving things in the interest of our communities and humanity at large, respect for people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I really hope to see that manifest in terms of how the process of the CAB. So the people come in, they feel welcome, they feel a part of the process, whatever their ideas are, whatever their philosophy is, and they leave wanting to come back, eager to come back, and feeling that they're part of a community that reflects the values that we talked about. So I mean, that's my basic objective with that. And I think that we're going to get there. I think we're going to get there relatively rapidly. So again, I thank everyone for the support that we've gotten thus far. I'm looking forward to having some discussion with the GM, but I'm not going to rush the man. Give him a few weeks, get his feet on the ground, and you know, he's going to be there. We're going to be here, and we'll talk. And we'll just get the ball rolling. And I think it's going to work fine.
And I just want to say, Fozzie is the interim chair of the Community Advisory Board. I want to thank Chris for the interim before that, but abiding by Nicole, by the ruling that you can't be on subcommittees or committees or anything, and on the CAB, Chris resigned. Bob took it. So he's the chair. So what's your email?
Anybody who wants to communicate can send me email at quasiinfruma@aol.com, and I'll write it down somewhere so that we can do that tonight. But, feel free to contact me. And, you know, in spite of the fact that, I mean, very clearly, members of the local station board and management cannot be members of the community advisory board. However, I see no reason that the door shouldn't be open to anyone who wants to come, listen, and make comments that might be helpful. So, you know, I don't see that there should be any big barrier just because we have certain wires that we don't want to cross, and it's unnecessary for us to go there. So, you know, I think it's going to be fine.
Okay, thank you very much. I will entertain one question from Ms. Bluff, and then we're going to move on. But before Ms. Bluff, I would like to say, it is the next meeting is on the 31st, you said, and is it still open for membership? People to other people? Okay, thank you. Ms. Bluff, please.
Quasi, I was wondering, are there gaps in terms of community, gender balance, et cetera, so that we know what we might be doing to help that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there always are, and there probably always will be. But since we're just at the starting point, I'm not going to stress about that. I'm trying to thank you for a lot of outreach that you did to a number of women activists who, in fact, did come to the meeting. I thought that for this early in the process that we did have a good mix. Not enough. We had a good beginning mix of ethnicities and gender, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, our work is to make it what it has to be. And I want to keep it forward focused and not trip too much over our current imperfections. I mean, there's always going to be imperfections. We can hang up on that stuff.
No, but I'm asking,
Are
there gaps where you would like the LSD members to maybe help with more?
Well, at this point, I mean, I would say, you know, feel free to let anybody, you know, who's interested to come to the process. I think that the CAB itself has to have more internal discussion about what it's doing and how it's doing it and where it wants to take it. And then, you know, we can come here and say, well, this is what we need done. And, you know, again, give it a couple of months for us to get some process underway, and we'll come and then we'll have something rational to say. And, you know, just something down to earth and common sense. And that's what we want to operate from.
Thank you so much, Ponda, for your report. Who's my timekeeper?
I am.
I'm going to have to fire you.
You're not paying him enough.
I need a timekeeper that's going to be on top of this thing. Because we have a lot of things we're trying to get to. Next item on the agenda. I need my timekeeper to let me know whether we're over time or we're approaching. Mr. Yamanaka. Item 9. Recess to convene a meeting of delegates to consider a motion for a bylaw amendment presented by yourself.
Yes. Mr. Chair, I would ask that the LC be adjourned temporarily so that we can convene the meeting of the delegates, and I would ask that the role be taken in the meeting.
Not adjourned, but you mean to recess.
Recess.
It has been a motion is on the floor. It has been seconded to recess for 30 minutes. Any discussion?
Yeah.
None.
Yeah. What are we
Point of order. Yes.
We approved this agenda.
The agenda has been approved.
I believe we are recessed under the agenda we approved.
That is true.
We actually have a formal motion.
No, you're right. It is. The agenda has been approved. Now is the time for that recession. Absolutely right. So the public, we are going to have a recess for 30 minutes.
From the regular meeting.
From the regular meeting. No, it doesn't mean that you have to leave, but it's considered, as far as paper is concerned, a different meeting at this point. And Mr. Yamanaka.
Because it's a national formal meeting, the meeting has to be
open,
and the role has to be taken.
Okay. So, my listeners, I just want you to understand that you are, please say, this officially is a different meeting. We are going to have a different roll call. It'll last 30 seconds, and then we'll go back to the regular meeting. 30 minutes, I would. Okay, roll call, please. Roll call, Great Heron. Roll call, please. Great Heron.
Here.
Dave Edelson.
Here.
John Alexander.
Here.
Ilana Agnano. Vic Dillon is here. Israel Foyer.
Here.
Trina Gluck.
Here.
Dan Goodman. Ian Johnson.
Here.
Tracy Larkin.
Present.
Ali Lexa.
Bill here.
Sean King O'Brien. Here. Shel Plotkin.
Here.
Reza Poor.
Here.
Margaret Prescott.
Here.
Lindsay Rafford. Summer Reed.
Here.
Rico Ross.
Yeah.
Jack Kanakin.
Yeah, I'm here.
Donald Warren.
I'm here.
Steve Weatherwack.
Here.
Everyone together. Don White.
Present.
Gabrielle Woods. Yosham Naka.
Here.
And Chris Conner.
Here.
Thank you.
I hope that all of the delegates have had the chance to look at.
No, I don't even know why. No, I don't know. No idea why.
Okay. This is an amendment passed by the KPFA delegates probably 3 months ago. And it's a question of changing or amending the bylaws, to make meeting function better for its moving. And in item number one, section number one, the language which was replaced was that language which requires the Pacifica National Board to meet in person in January, in March, June, and September. It requires 4 in person, but this amended language permits is by 2/3 vote of the PNB, we can reduce So four in-person, three in-person. That's a cost-saving measure. Section number three is a question of deleting the word special meetings, because presently the bylaws do not permit us to hold regular meetings by telephone. So every single telephonic meeting is considered a special meeting, and special meetings have very rigid rules as far as bringing new items to the floor. And the third one is actually changing the notice requirement for special meetings. Presently it says that no additional business not stated in the notice may not be conducted in a special meeting, and I'm proposing that one sentence be deleted.
Okay,
I can understand the argument about making telephonic meetings be able to be conducted as regular business meetings, but if that's done, then why do we have to change the rules for special meetings? The point for special meetings, I thought, was that you can't call a meeting for one purpose, and then if a member opts not to attend, feeling that they know what the subject is, something else comes up. So if those telephonic meetings can be regular meetings, why do we need the provision with respect to special meetings?
I understand what they're saying. I sent you an email. I know you've been very busy, Joe, and I really applaud you for taking on amending the bylaws. It's something I've sworn I would never do unless I realized how difficult it is. But yeah, Dave's point, I've also seen, I don't understand the purpose in the last amendment, because if the board may hold regular meetings by telephone conference, the fact that no additional business not stated in the notice shall be convicted of a special meeting, that's already in Robert's rules, so we really don't need it.
I have one other point.
Yes.
The other thing is the notice requirements for the meetings are rather extensive, requiring motion on air for any regular meeting. And so telephonic meetings become regular meetings. Don't those notice requirements apply, and therefore don't we have a substantial amount of airtime and other responsibilities in noticing those meetings, every single one of those meetings? So if no one changed the policy.
Actually, I think those notice requirements apply to special meetings anyway.
Oh, so we're already ignoring.
We're already ignoring.
Has anybody given any thoughts?
Yes.
And then the last point is there anything in this language that allows the board by two-thirds majority to change the month? Because if you could choose three, you'd like to be able to space them more intelligently than January, March, September. Is that provision in there?
Margaret, you want to answer?
No, I had a question.
Okay, well, then I will answer.
Please, Cameron.
Basically, we already have special orders in place which do allow us to take the March meeting, move March into March, April, May, or June, then take the June meeting, move June into June, July, August, or September, take September, the fourth meeting, and hold that in either September, October, or November.
Yes, Ms. Prescott?
Yeah, I wanted to just comment. Thank you, Yosh, not only for this, but all of the work you've been doing with the recount. You know, both of which are really difficult to ask. I just wanted to quickly ask, I mean, looking at me, you can see I've been a minority, at least in this country, all of my life. And then I go home, I'm not a minority. Barbados is 97% of African descent. But I'm wondering if there's a particular reason why we say unless by a majority vote. You know, I don't know if there's a bylaws reason or another reason that we couldn't say unless by a majority vote.
That's section one, two, three.
That's section one, and I'm speaking from the point of view of from a minority point of view.
Mr. Chair, can I address on concern? The two-thirds is in there because there's a lot of sentiment, network-wise that we should not cut back in-person meetings. There is a strong sentiment that we need to set a high standard for the PNB to reduce from 4 down to 2. There's even a minority position that says we should increase from 4 to 5 in-persons on an annual basis. And so, there to assure the network, our listeners, our supporters, that we're not just going to go and say, well, you know, we want to save some money. We're going to, you know, 50%, and guess what? Your fourth meeting for the year is gone.
Thank you.
In fact, you know, she touched on precisely, you know, one of the concerns with this, because as many people in this room may know, there's a raging debate now about canceling one of the in-person meetings in order to save money, given the fiscal crisis facing the foundation. And in the director's report, I in fact have a motion and also a statement of concern that's been signed by over, you know, 19 members of the paid staff and close to 50 members of the listeners who also share that concern. So, you know what I mean? So, in a way, you hit the nail right on the head, because there's a lot of strong feeling and a lot of strong sentiment, you know, on that. And what I'm trying to do, because I'd like to see this motion pass, obviously I support it, I'm also trying to interject into this discussion that very strong sentiment that I expressed today at a paid staff meeting by listeners about this matter, given the fiscal crisis that we're facing. Now is not the appropriate time for me to go into more detail about it, but I will during the director's report.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Benning?
I just want to point out what I think. I support the spirit of this amendment. Make no mistake about that. I think that under dire circumstances, the PNB needs to look at cost-cutting measures, because the cost of governance is really become a big burden on the network. But I think that maybe people need some background. We have a legal opinion from Pacifica's counsel that in dire financial times, if we can demonstrate that we simply cannot afford to hold a meeting, that we can skip that meeting. And I think what the attempt to make it legal under the bylaws actually raises the bar and makes that more difficult by calling for a two-thirds vote. So I think that's why I support Margaret's recommendation that makes two-thirds a majority, and then I'd be in full agreement with the amendment.
Mr. Foyer, please.
No. Yost referred to a minority, as you put it, who have a different view. Namely, keep in mind that one is elected to the National Board for 1 year. And the meetings now, although they're held in the areas of the station, quite often people do not even visit the station or meet the staff, except occasionally for a functionary tourist guide. My point is, it's good to save money, it's necessary, it's essential, but it shouldn't be done at the expense of the democratic process unless the board really are irrelevant. They're irrelevant. Why have in-person meetings at all? But if they're irrelevant, they have a real function, then there should be 5 meetings, so that in the course of 1 year, at least all the directors one time spend time at each station and meet staff and management, in other than a tourist capacity. So the answer is to cut back on the nature of how these meetings are financed. Like one in L.A., I think it was $40,000, $50,000. That's ridiculous, at fancy hotels. So the answer is to cut back on the expenses to make, in a good, timely manner, arrangements, say at a school, something of that sort. People can live modestly, be together, and have a time to visit each of the stations in the course of their 1 year. Remember, 1 year term, and they go to 4 areas, not necessarily the stations. So the motive, of course, is understandable. They want to cut back on expenses. But the wrong way is to do it this way. Now, you may say, well, that's a good idea, but it's not realistic now. It's time to make it a little more realistic for the future. It's not right now.
Thank you. I wouldn't mind that going on here. Who wants to speak on this? Who was first?
First. Sean, and I was last.
Okay, Mr. Anna, please.
Administrative.
Yes.
There's a request that the chair alternate between pro and con of the names on the stack so that when the time is called, we're very balanced.
Love it. Let's try and get
kind of point of information.
Two more. Yes.
I understand something was passed by KPFA. Is that what we have before us, or is it similar?
What?
KPFA passed basically verbatim the section one that you have typewritten, and section three, this is the next amendment right below section one.
Special meetings, but not. But the thing on the back is your own.
That's correct. They delete it. The board may hold regular meetings by telephone. And I have added section four, no additional business, not stated in the notice, shall be conducted in a special meeting, but having heard opposition, yes, and what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to withdraw that. I'm going to move to divide these into two questions, and I'm going to withdraw the section four, the amendment section four. And in fact, I'm going to accept Margaret's majority vote as a friendly amendment.
Thank you.
Yes.
I oppose the simple majority for this. So if we're going to debate it, I'd like to divide that question.
Yes. Who else opposes it?
I do.
I would like to hear from Ms. Aaron. Do you oppose it?
I oppose it.
Ms. Aaron? Have you spoken already?
Majority? No, I haven't spoken yet.
Do you oppose it?
Yes.
You speak next, then, please.
Can I speak on the whole? I prefer to speak on the whole matter. Okay, I am on the Pacifica National Board for people who don't know that. I'm one of the KPFK directors on me. And I've attended in-person meetings and telephone meetings. And I am very conscious of the dire financial situation faced by all of Pacifica. It is very scary. Now, we have relied on management to do our business for us. It's time now for governance to intercede. I think there has been too little governance of this Pacifica network. Now, the problem with shifting to a viewpoint about having telephone meetings in place of in-person meetings. An in-person meeting has more than 20 hours of face-to-face meeting time. They are far better attended than telephone meetings. The telephone meetings are very problematical because it's hard to hear people. A lot of time is wasted because people have their radios on, they're washing dishes, they forget to mute their phone. Sometimes what they say is unintelligible. Sometimes they drop off the call, they come back on, they're not following the conversation. Things have to be redone because not enough people are on the call. In order to have supplant the in-person meetings just time-wise, we would have to have 1 hour, 1 meeting a week for 2 hours by telephone.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Someone for? Do we have anyone for?
Yeah.
Actually, please. Proceed.
Yeah, I mean, this is starting my second year on the board, and I've been in both the telephone meetings as well as the in-person meetings. And I happen to think that given the present crisis that we're facing in, that we can take care of the business we need to take care of without spending $20,000. I really appreciate the work many of us do, of Grace and other people who have done the work to bring the cost down. Several of us have raised that, at least last year that I was on the board, it was raised, brought it down to $20,000. The reports that we're getting from the chair of the finance committee, from the CFO, and from people who have looked at the finances are just that money is not there. There are vendors who are not being paid. Staff may be facing cuts. I mean, the situation is that dire. Now, the Pacifica National Board passed a motion in the middle of the KPFK funded drive, I might add, mandating that the CFO take a cut of the fund drive, a percentage of the fund drive for each station to pay for the in-person meeting as a way of finding the money. It was very demoralizing for those of us at the station pitching, working so hard for the fund drive to make sure that we get through this crisis to have a motion like that passed. And I think that that's why 19 paid staff members out of 33 signed a statement of concern urging this board as well as the national board to reconsider its position. As just may I just say one more thing, as well as 50 members of the of listeners. So I appreciate everything you know Grace is saying and all of the work that has been done. But if the house is burning, you know, we have to put out the fire. And there's a way to put out the fire. And Zuberry Fields, our operation director, has offered, he said that there is a way that he could find, not by teleconference or expensive video conferencing, so that that kind of interaction that Grace is talking about is done, and he will get a proposal ready for the National Board to consider by the end of this week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, if anybody else has a cell phone in here that's on, please put it on vibrate. I don't want to have another cell phone one on, other than my time. someone else opposing it, as long as you're not going to repeat what's already been said, if you have something new to offer, please.
There's nothing that beats face-to-face dealings when you're dealing in a democratic institution. Now, as to the amendment, whether it should be two-thirds to change the bylaws, you better keep it two-thirds, because that's a slippery slope. When you start going back to 50% to change your bylaws, that's the... Those are the very laws that govern you. This is not a motion where we can play around with. It's a slippery slope, and before you know it, somebody will come along and want to change a bylaw by 50% here and 50% there. They will have a mess. So I'm thoroughly against the motion to change this to a mere majority.
Is there a four? Do we have a four? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's my understanding that there's going to be another meeting in September. September is...
In-person meeting.
Right. Another in-person meeting in September, 7 weeks away. In addition to that, Margaret only got 19 signatures, but that's because there were only about 20 people in the room. More of the paid staff would have gladly signed on and hasn't had the opportunity to sign on to the
statement of concern.
Of this motion?
Yes. Can I refer to it?
Yeah. Okay.
I could submit it if you would like.
I would like to see it. Now, do we have a do we have an opposition?
I have a half.
Let's take half and half. Let's take on the three.
Wait, we just heard an opposition.
No, we just heard a four.
That was a four.
That was a four.
We had about three or four people from Los Angeles. It wasn't easy.
the National Board meeting in Washington, D.C., within the Beltway at the Pentagon stop of the subway. It wasn't easy. There was 150 people from New York. It was really easy for them to get there. And there were two or three people from LA. I was at the deregulation of electricity meetings in California. The two meetings that were held in Southern California, it took 20 phone calls to where they were in the middle of the night on a rainy night at a middle school down in South Central. Nobody showed. 12 of us citizens showed up. That cost $46 billion in California. I'd go to the Board of Supervisors within, I think it's about $15 million, but it might be 22, I can't remember the numbers, of this Board of Supervisors for the county budget. We're mandated a 10-day hearing for the county budget. They usually cut it off in 1 or 2 days. Because nobody hears about it, nobody knows it. The reason we have public meetings is just so that these clowns here can know what the agenda is, see if it concerns them, and bring their opinion to you guys or the National Board. That's why there's public meetings, not at your convenience. My last point, very short, the guy who invented Tandy Radio, known as Radio Shack, said, when the going gets rough, increase your physical presence to the constituency.
Right.
Have more meetings. That's when the going gets tough. And he did very well, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think the delegates are place discussing the item on the table.
Okay.
So a lot of the restrictive features of the bylaws are because there was a period when there was a lot of bad faith shown and a lot of violation of process. But that said, we elect board members every year, and I think we need to do things that let that board that we're electing function and not make them trip over a lot of rules so that they spend a lot of time just trying to function when they can. As to the two, so I'm in favor of the motion so that under exigent circumstances they can make the decision. I give respect to what Doug said about meeting in person, but, you know, with peak oil and whatnot on us now, the cost of these meetings are going to skyrocket. We have to find other ways to be easier on the planet.
Thank
the point I want to make about the two-thirds is it's not saying two-thirds to a majority to change a bylaw. It's saying whether two-thirds of the board has to vote to reduce the number of meetings or a simple majority. And the reason I'm opposed to making it a simple majority is the factionalism that I've experienced on the board means that one group tries to run its program very often over the objections of another. Two-thirds means everybody has to agree that it's in the best interest of the foundation.
Thank you.
Because the way our votes run, we always get more than one-third. So I oppose the change to allow a simple majority to reduce the number of meetings for the reasons that people spoke about their importance. But I'm in favor of granting the board the capacity, A, to function at telephonic meetings as regular meetings, and B, to reduce the number of meetings when circumstances broadly understood call for it.
Time. Thank you so much. We're going to have our last one. Mr.
I have a question.
Yes?
Yosh, is TPFA the only other station that has yet? And of the other LSDs in the process of considering this or not?
Please, Ms. Pasca.
Yeah, I understand that KPFT, and please correct me if I'm wrong, other board members, passed a motion that actually called for reducing the number of in-person meetings by one meeting. This is the first time KPFK, however, is addressing the issue.
Thank you. This is going to be the last one. We have 3 minutes to end this. Mr. Reyes, please.
Thank you. You know, what I don't understand is such a huge network like this doesn't organize these meetings. I mean, don't organize these in-person meetings. I can see why, of course, they're running out of control. There's no organization. There's no hosting. There's not a continuous, there's not a standing committee or subcommittee that could host and organize these meetings around the network. I don't understand how this continues and, you know, we get further and further into a financial crisis because, you know, we're asking you and you and you to fly over this way, get the cheapest ticket or the cheapest, you know, whatever it is. There's nobody minding the store. You know, people are walking in and out of the store, taking whatever they want, but there's nobody minding the store. And that's because there's no host committee, a standing subcommittee that can help organize these events. Well, the majority of us are organizers in here. and yet we can't organize our own meeting.
I don't understand
that. Thank you for those words. I think we're going to have to end this.
One point of information.
What?
How, if you're going to have D&B doing telephonic meetings, how does the public participate?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we violating our bylaws, the Brown Act, and any number of others?
Well, that's a good point. So we're going to have to, with all that has been said. Can you do it in 30 seconds?
Yeah, that's exactly what the operations director at KPF, because everybody wants the public to participate. And that is precisely the proposal that he is putting forward. And we will have in hand by Thursday, he said, that will allow not only board members to participate, but for listener members to go to their specific station and also to be able to participate in the meeting as general, as members of the public.
Okay, we're going to end discussion on this. I don't know whether you want to keep this motion here or vote on it or rescind it and do a little work on it and come back, but
no,
we should.
Let me know what you want to do.
Can I just a few comments. One, tonight we're discussing whether that standard should be two-thirds of the PMD voting to reduce the meeting down to three, or whether it should be a majority. I will tell you that KPFA has already passed this motion as a two-thirds. We, as a body, as Margaret suggests, can pass at 50%, at 50% plus one. And then there will be two competing bylaw amendments for the PMD to consider. After the PMD considers, it's going to be sent out to all five signal areas. So ours is not the final bite at the apple. Okay, it will come back to us either as a two-thirds or as a 50%. So that's one thing I want to say. As far as reducing the meeting from four to three this year, I don't know that that's going to happen, because it looks, at least right now, we're on track to have meeting number three on July the 25th. And if meeting number three occurs on July the 25th, there's no way that we're gonna do away with the September meeting, because the September meeting, the fourth meeting, is a budget meeting. So that one must happen. So this year, if we do meet on July the 25th, we will be stuck with four meetings. Next year, we have there is a chance, an option of reducing the three.
Thank you. Okay, discussion is ended. You want to put it on to the vote?
Just a point of information, Yosh. There is an effort by some members of the PMD to come up with some kind of compromise of people who, agree or disagree with the cancellation of the July meeting. So, in the spirit, of compromise and trying to move things forward. So I think we have to see how that plays out. And I think it's important that the PMB knows the sentiment of the staff.
Okay, thank you. We have the possibility. We're at time. What do you
want to do? I'd like to divide. I move to divide and take the first two amendments individually.
Second. Any objection?
None. Question.
None heard.
Call question.
Call.
And now you've got
a question.
Well, actually, I have a point of information. We're dividing the two sections, but there's an amendment to change the language from two-thirds to that. So that amendment would be considered first. When that half of the divided question comes before.
And that would have to be considered first.
Well, let's take the amendment first.
What do we go on, majority or two-thirds?
The amendment is, will you state your amendment, please?
Well, actually, Mark
Prescott, would you state your amendment? Would you state your amendment from two-thirds to 50%, please?
You have an amendment for right here. You want to make that majority, not two-thirds, correct?
Yeah.
We're going to vote on it. And I want people to know what they're voting on.
It's amendment you offered it, though.
So the amendment you offered, unless you wish to retract.
The amendment is that the language that says the board shall also meet in person no fewer than three times each year, unless by a two-thirds vote, the board determines that financial or other emergency conditions require canceling one of the other three meetings.
Thank you.
So that the amendment is to change unless by a two-thirds vote to unless by a majority vote.
That is the amendment on the floor. It has been seconded. Any discussion?
No.
Not being seen? Oh, okay. All those in favor?
Wait, what does favor mean? Let's make sure.
Favor means that you want to have a majority.
Right, okay. That's what I
as opposed to two-thirds. You're voting for a majority.
Yeah.
All those in favor of it being changed to a majority, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. All those opposed? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. All those abstain. Two. So the motion passes. Motion failed. It stays as it is, two-thirds. Now, we're voting on whether we should divide it into two sections. Is that correct?
No. Now we're going back to the original motion, which is the two-thirds.
Now we have to, well, we should have voted to divide it. Now it's whether we vote section one and section two separately or as a package.
Right. We're voting whether to vote on it as two sections or as one section. All of
for clarity, we're voting the entire thing now, or we're voting the first section?
Whether to devote them separately or not.
Okay. Whether to devote them separately or not as amended.
And we only have two things we're voting on because you've withdrawn section four?
Correct.
Okay. Yes.
He withdrawn section four, one,
two, five. His amendment.
Did you withdraw section four?
Yes.
Was it seconded?
Withdrawn. You don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it.
The papers can't withdraw it.
No, that's not what I was going to say. Okay, now we're talking about so it is done. It is off. Now we're going on to the division. We have you want section one and two to be one section, correct?
I mean, dividing one from section three.
Dividing section one from three is what we're doing. All those in favor of dividing section one. All in favor of dividing section 1 from 3, please give me a show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 in favor. All those opposed of the dividing? None. Abstention? 1, 2, 3. 3 abstentions. Motion passes. It is divided. Now, we want to vote on the first one?
Yes, we're voting on section one as is written, which is
as amended.
Two-thirds majority of the candidate.
Okay, as written. Discussion?
No.
None?
No.
We're voting on it. All those in favor of number one as written, please give me a show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven, four. All those opposed? 1, 2. 2. Abstention? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 abstentions? Motion failed.
No.
Motion passed. I'm telling you, you go up for 3 hours. Section 3 now. Everybody see section 3?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor of section 3, please give me a show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. Section 3.
Okay.
Section 3. All those in favor of section 3, that's what we're voting on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed, section 3. Abstention.
1, 2, 3, 4.
4 abstentions. Motion passed. Thank you. Great. So,
Thank you.